This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, big couples news from Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet's shocking split.
We go through so many different challenges in our lives.
To the eyebrow-raising engagement of Megan Fox and MGK.
Whatever daddy says.
Drinking each other's blood. Then, if you think that's wild, wait till you hear what Kanye's new lady just spilled.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Plus, why Ye's being investigated by police, and is Kim K's man Pete Davidson really in the running to host the Oscars?
Live from mom's basement.
Plus, one-on-one with Jamie Lynn Spears.
She's going to get married now. Will you be at the wedding?
Her new message to Britney.
This is my reality. I'm allowed to speak about that.
And our exclusive reunion with the cast of Fame.
ET starts right now.
Hollywood in and out of love. We have a breakup, an engagement, and a lesson in speed dating from Kim and Ye. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
All right, but let's start with Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet calling it quits after 16 years together. All right, so here's the big question. Were there signs of trouble in paradise?
Lisa!
Fireworks. I fell in love.
What's been the best thing about being married?
Next level.
Next level.
It's beautiful to go through so many different challenges in our lives and have a partner that loves you through all of it.
We are parting ways in marriage. Jason broke the divorce news in a 122-word statement on Instagram, writing, "We free each other to be who we are learning to become." And this is interesting. Less than an hour before Jason posted the split news, his director shared this pic of the actor in Malibu on his final day of shooting Aquaman 2.
She looks beautiful.
So after 4 years of marriage, were there clues to the split? Well, this was the last time Lisa and Jason were spotted out publicly. It was almost 2 years ago at a Tom Ford fashion show. Since then, Jason's hit premieres and events solo or with their two kids. Last month, Bonet hinted at change in an interview, saying she was, quote, "definitely learning how to be authentically me." And for the Cosby Show alum, there was this interesting backstory.
Ever since I was like 8 years old and I saw her on the TV, and I was like, "Mommy, I want that one." I'm like, "I'm gonna stalk you for the rest of my life and I'm gonna get you."
What was your reaction? Did you know that story?
I've heard it.
That's so sweet.
Or awkward. Just kidding. I love you.
Jason and Lisa have two children together, 14-year-old Lola and 13-year-old Nakoa Wolf. He's also close with her ex, Lenny Kravitz, and daughter, Zoe. Last August, Jason told us he's a protective dad.
Could you put them in one of your movies one day? Would you say that?
Man, one of them wants to do it, and I'm not a fan, and I don't want them to, but I don't know. I'll try my damnedest to keep them out of it.
Now, from a split to an engagement.
Are you proud of him?
Very proud. He's the most talented boy in the world.
Check out Megan Fox joining her man, Machine Gun Kelly, who got down on one knee at a resort in Puerto Rico. She captioned the video, "I said yes," curiously adding, "and then we drank each other's blood."
He's not allowed to have other hoes in his music video. It's the queen or no one.
The couple of a year and a half is known for their head-turning PDA, the blood necklace, chaining themselves together by their fingernails. And a source tells ET they had talked about getting engaged for quite some time. He wanted it to be very special.
Whatever daddy says.
MGK posted details about helping design Megan's engagement ring with two stones, quote, "the emerald, her birthstone, and the diamond, my birthstone, set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love." Congratulating the couple is, of course,
why are we best friends? because our boyfriends have tattoos for necks.
Kim K and Sis Courtney both commented. Meanwhile, is Kim's ex Ye in trouble with the law? The LAPD tells ET they're investigating him for an alleged battery, which took place today around 3 a.m. in downtown L.A. Hours beforehand, Ye was seen getting closer to actress Julia Fox. Last night, the pair was hand in hand, matching in all black and treating the paparazzi to this quick kiss after leaving dinner at West Hollywood hotspot Delilah. Inside, the two were cuddly on a couch beside Madonna and Floyd Mayweather as Julia opened up about the status of their whirlwind romance.
For right now, like, I'm just living in the moment and I don't have any expectations. There's no labels. There's none of that. It's just people that make each other feel better.
On the podcast Forbidden Fruits, the 31-year-old Uncut Gem star defended herself against rumors this is all a PR stunt after haters exposed her as a Kardashian fan.
Okay, who wasn't a fan of the Kardashians? Okay, like, I'm not like diehard, like stand in line in the cold or like go to like a store opening. I feel like I've been an open book my whole life. Yeah. Like, I feel like all the things that they could have uncovered, which is like my past in sex work, dominatrixing, my drug use, it's all been out there. There's always people that think that like every single celebrity scandal is a setup. I personally don't.
Well, a source tells ET Kanye is trying to make Kim jealous by being very public with Julia, but we're told Kim isn't bothered. She is glad that he's putting his energy into someone else romantically. As for Kim and Pete, they were hand in hand Tuesday night, grabbing ice cream from a local drugstore after a low-key pizza dinner. According to a source, Kim thinks Pete is super sexy. He makes her laugh. He is the most confident guy, but not cocky. It is why it works with them.
But here's a question we never thought we'd ask. Could Pete be hosting the Oscars this year? The 28-year-old SNL star is reportedly in talks with the Academy to be the first MC since 2018.
I'm very grateful to be here, and it's been an honor to grow up in front of you guys. So thanks.
Pete's got a lot of younger fans. That's good for pulling in a different audience. We know who his date would be, and he did just host NBC's New Year's Eve special with Miley Cyrus.
Because I'm the star of the show.
Oh, shut up, Pete.
But another name in the mix for the show that airs March 27th on ABC, Tom Holland. Maybe Zendaya could co-host. So how does Tom feel about the gig? Well, he told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "What kind of idiot wouldn't host the Oscars? So yeah, if they asked me to, I would, and it would be very fun.
Maybe I could actually get this job."
Well, now let me add a little female energy into the mix.
We need it.
I interviewed Tiffany Haddish about her new television show today, and I asked her about the Oscars, and she said, listen, I would love to host the Oscars. I do have some things booked until time for the Oscars, so you know what Tiffany said. She ready.
Okay, that's not a no. That's not a no.
It is not. And by the way, we're going to have the full interview with Tiffany tomorrow. She is an incredible woman and has so much to say.
Love her.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's talk now about your sit down with another woman who had a lot to say, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yes, you know, she has been staying silent for so long, mm-hmm. Michelle. This new book she has is Jamie trying to share her story and her own trauma. And when it comes to her relationship with Britney, she hopes that they can soon come to at least a place of understanding.
Have you talked to Britney? Where are you guys at? She's engaged. She says she's going to get married now. Will you be at the wedding?
I just think we're all in a process of healing. This has been a very up and down year for everyone. So I just think that right now that's where we're focusing on that.
You're adamant. You have not been involved in your sister's conservatorship.
Anyone involved in this conservatorship should be in jail.
I think that ending the conservatorship is what my sister wanted.
What do we want?
Free Britney!
So that's what happened, and I support that. I never had any involvement with it. I just simply wanted to be a good sister. I think you have to remember when this conservatorship came into place, I was a 17-year-old about to have a baby, so I think I was pretty occupied. I was a teen mom, all alone, trying to figure it out.
Jamie Lynn says she's still healing from her own trauma. She puts a lot of it out there in her new memoir, Things I Should Have Said.
I have ideas.
Today, Britt fired back at her sister's media tour with a long tweet saying in part, "My family loves to pull me down and hurt me always, so I am disgusted with them. Hope your book does well, Jamie Lynn."
We talk at one point about Britney being paranoid and getting a knife and bringing you into a room with her. How scary were those times for you?
I think there was a lot of things that happened in my childhood that were very scary and unsafe. And I just think that it's important that I was able to share how I felt in those moments. We do have the same parents, and that very much makes us sisters, and I love and support my sister, and I respect her healing process and however she has to work through things. And all I ask is that I, you know, have that same space, because it's important. Everyone's process looks different.
There is a lot more in the book, and I would say read it if you want Jamie Lynn's perspective.
Her truth. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you also had a good, or should I say Gucci, conversation with Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm.
What are the award season fashion plans?
I don't think women need to torture themselves for fashion.
From style secrets to her dream co-star in House of Gucci consultation with Bradley Cooper.
He has like a clarity about him that is really magic.
Then what really goes down in Katie and Orlando's house?
The f*** are you doing?
Their hilarious home movies revealed. And Fame turns 40. Our exclusive reunion full of surprises.
No way!
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Quarantine. Can't stop me riding my bike, though.
Get out of the house!
Katy Perry celebrated her fiancé Orlando Bloom's 45th birthday by posting throwback photos and videos, including one of Orlando feeding her a burger while she was holding daughter Daisy. That's love and commitment right there.
That's parenting.
Yeah, it is.
Now, to our exclusive with another lady we love, Lady Gaga. Mm. She is getting major critical acclaim for her latest role, House of Gucci. And get this, it was her A Star Is Born co-star, Bradley Cooper, who helped set her on this path. Bradley Cooper, what is it about his opinion, his insight, his friendship that are so invaluable to you?
Bradley was really the first filmmaker to believe in me for a starring role in a movie. And I will always value his opinion. And when I talked to him about playing this role, you know, he was extremely supportive. He has like a clarity about him that is really magic.
That magic and friendship has led to Gaga getting Oscar buzz for House of Gucci. The role has already earned her the Icon Award as part of the Palm Springs International Film Awards.
What are the award season fashion plans?
Comfort's important, and I don't think women need to torture themselves for fashion, although I'm willing to go through pain and suffering for art.
And the next artist Gaga would love to work with?
One of my fellow Icon Award winners, Tom Hanks. He is one of the most brilliant actors of all time.
Yes, please. I want Gaga. I want Hanks. I want them both singing. Can we do a musical? And speaking to someone else who can do it all, get ready for John Cena's TV superhero debut. How John made peace with doing so many Peacemaker scenes in his underwear.
Thank you very much.
Then you know the theme song. And you definitely know this cast.
People were screaming at us like the Beatles.
Now, hear never-before-told stories from our Fame reunion.
Better open up the Debbie Allen School of Dance.
Has it been worn in the privacy of your own home?
I can't confirm or deny that.
Buddy, I think you just did, Mr. Cena. Well, get ready, because you're about to see John put his Peacemaker costume on and sometimes take it off in his new series.
How tough was it doing the fight scenes in nothing but your skivvies?
It's pretty close to my standard uniform for 2 decades in WWE. I'm certainly very familiar with wearing less than a standard uniform in Peacemaker in his tidy whities against a superhero culture. I love everything about that.
Another must-see, the opening credits. The cast bust out some unexpected moves.
Everyone was fully on board and really just jumped in and did this thing.
The cast also let me in on some of John's secret skills.
He is one of the best at ad-libbing that I've ever worked with.
Cena's also fluent in, is it Mandarin?
Yeah. He speaks.
He taught himself piano. At the beginning of every project he does, he brings his, you know, little keyboard with him into his trailer. He picks one song, and by the end of the project, by the end of that production, he wants to be able to play that song.
I actually am now challenging him to a piano off. John might lean towards doing something really funky like Bohemian Rhapsody or something, but I would lean into saying, how about we do some Chopin?
If he's throwing out Chopin, I believe I am out of my league. But we can learn a lot from a challenge and especially learn a lot from a defeat. I'd love to do that. I think that'd be great.
John and Chakuti, we have a big old stage right here, so let's get both of those pianos on Entertainment Tonight. Let's do it here. Well, now let's get to Kevin with a TV moment 40 years in the making. Hey, I'm gonna
live forever. This really is a moment, having all these Fame alumni here on the ET set. We have a surprise for you. We have one more member of the Fame crew that's here.
What?
Jesse?
No way! Hey.
You guys are so beautiful.
This is wonderful. It's like a homecoming for us. I'm gonna learn how to fly.
Joining our ET reunion, co-star, director, and choreographer Debbie Allen, Valerie Landsberg, Nia Peoples, PR Paul, Cynthia Gibb, Lee Carreri, Jesse Borrego, who zoomed from Texas, and Erica Gimble, who stepped into the role of Coco made famous in the 1980 film by Irene Cara.
Oh, that's me.
What was it like when you got that chance, when you had to sing that song?
It was terrifying. You know, I was 16 years old.
Like the film, the TV show followed the lives of students chasing their dreams at the New York City High School of Performing Arts.
Look, everybody has something that makes them nervous.
I auditioned for the TV series with Fran Drescher and Jennifer Grey.
Wow.
And we brought Fran in, but she played a different part.
She was in the pilot.
She was in the pilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she's busy.
You know, having come from the movie, which is very gritty, to go to this sort of clean TV show. I was like, this isn't New York, man.
I'm not into group scenes.
It was terrifying.
Was it?
Yeah. Just geometry. Debbie's like, you just go out there and you just do it. And I was like, I can't.
Change partners, PK Arabelle.
I remember doing a dance scene, and I remember hearing Debbie whisper to somebody afterwards, that child is not any more my dance scene.
Please stop. Thank you.
Did you really? Did that really happen? Did that really happen?
I don't know. It's possible. I might have been a little critical, like, kind of.
You want fame, and right here is where you start paying in sweat.
Debbie's attention to detail helped make the series an international hit.
We got off a plane in London and people were screaming at us like the Beatles.
E.T. saw that firsthand.
Oh. We can't even get down the street. They mob us when we come out of the theater.
And you guys had some other great co-stars who came through. Betty White.
Here we are.
Oh, she was always so sweet and so much fun and
so
funny.
Funny.
And in 1984, E.T. was behind the scenes with another up-and-comer, Janet Jackson, who co-starred for one season.
She was 19.
Yeah.
She was a baby. Amazing.
You know, after that is when she did the Control album. Boys. And she used a lot of the dancers from Fame.
She really has that fire. Ladies.
It is funny you mentioned someone with fire and energy. Can I take you back for a second? I want to show you a clip.
We're going to be the fourth, honey. Everybody's going to be singing and dancing, baby. After they see Fame, honey, I better open up the Debbie Allen School of Dance. Woo!
That is really something.
This moment just reminds me of what a great beginning we all had together.
Okay, let's go again. Let's go from the top.
And you've gone on to direct everything.
A lot
everything
of
in Hollywood.
Do it.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Another season?
Season 19. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm excited that we're going to have one more year.
All right, so at least one more year of Grey's Anatomy. And after the break, a real treat from the cast of Fame. Do not move. This is something special.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to ETOnline.com.
Can you believe this? I did a song with Snoop Dogg.
Tomorrow, something a whole lot of fun. My one-on-one with Heidi Klum talking about her musical collab with Snoop Dogg.
I can't even call it. Speaking of music, I'm going to need to hear some from the cast of Fame, Mr. Frazier.
You know what? You will. Good. Before they left, they gave us a private mini concert, and you can see the full performance at etonline.com. Take care, everybody.
I learn from mistakes.
Learn from mistakes.
All that it takes to make it eventually. Cause I still believe. I still believe. Yes, I still believe.
You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.